this whole, yeah, I mean, Maria Menounos, the concert, we're finally talking about it. You know, I think Wiz Khalifa was there.
Wait, is this the intro?
What's the? This is a special episode. How do we introduce the special episode?
Happy birthday to me! It's my birthday, and I'm excited to do
happy birthday.
I'm doing a birthday episode because I just felt like it, and I texted you last night. I was like, okay, here's what happened: the second preview for Fast 9, the Fast Saga, came out, and they ramped it up and changed it so completely that it deserves a reaction. From us. I think the world deserves a reaction from us.
We do a podcast about these movies. It would be crazy if we didn't. If a trailer came out for the next movie and we didn't do a special episode about it, that would be insane.
Wait, did we do one for the first one? We didn't do one for the first trailer, did we?
What? There was a first one?
The first
when did it come out?
A year ago.
A year ago?
Yeah, don't you remember? That's what you were just talking about.
It's a year ago. We have to get back to the future.
Oh, okay, I get it. I get what you're
I don't know. That's
pretty good.
That was what my voice was doing. Man, I'm excited.
So
these look so cool.
Yeah, I want to talk about this. I went back and accidentally watched a half of the first trailer.
Accidentally?
Not noticing that I had picked trailer one and not trailer two.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, doesn't say trailer one. It just says trailer. Wasn't paying attention. And I started watching. I go, huh, this isn't as cool as I remember just watching it being. And I look down. I'm like, this is the first trailer. The first trailer has a completely different rhythm, a different pace, a different. It's kind of like, hey,
it's a short film.
Hey, Vin has a little curly haired kid and that curly haired kid's in a bed and we're giving him a necklace and we're talking about things that are coming. And then we learn about, you know, the same exact things. But Fast and Furious 2's trailer is okay. What are we going to call it?
This too is Fast, fast and Furious, too trailer.
Yes. Fast 9, the new saga, the Fast Saga 2 trailer.
F9. F9, the Fast Saga.
Uh-huh.
Two trailer, too fast.
Two trailer, two saga.
There you go.
Yeah, this one, what did you think of this when you saw it? I know we get a lot of media sent to us from our friends. They're like, oh, did you see this? Everybody asking me.
Dave Palace sent me the
three
Fast, Three Furious thing again recently. And I think he sent me the same thing a couple years ago. He said he still thinks about it. Anyway, I love a good trailer, and I think this is a good one. It gets me pumped.
Everybody's at the house in this one. This is not them in the woods.
They're starting off with the cookout in this.
And the house is all being rebuilt, blown up in the movie we're currently in the middle of, 7. It was blown up.
Yeah, they can't get a new house. They have to rebuild the old house, 1327 or whatever it was.
Yeah. So they're rebuilding it. And then we get our first cue that they're going to space because there is a car toy and a space shuttle toy and they're playing and they're mashing them together. And I'm like, okay.
Well, they did the same thing in Furious 7 where these Brian's kid is like playing around with the car and Brian says cars don't fly.
Yes. So this one, the first shot of Vin, of Dominic Toretto, feels CG. When I saw it, I was like, ooh, did they smooth him? I don't like it. Everyone is looking their age.
He's smooth enough as it is. He's very smooth.
Everyone's starting to look their age, which I think is kind of funny because we're watching these movies. We've never watched a movie. This will be the first one where we'll probably get close to catching up to when it actually comes out. Like, oh, well, no, not the way we release episodes, but
no, we won't.
we may be close. We're going to be pretty close.
Well, I guess we'll, when it comes out on physical media, so I can watch it, then maybe we'll get close to that. Maybe.
Wait, you're not going to go see it in the movie theaters?
No, I will. But, well, I mean, we can see it in the theaters, but we can't do it quarter quarter movie at a time.
If it's just sure, we can from our memories.
No, we have to go see it four separate times. First time, just watch the first quarter. Second time, buy a ticket, wait however long, and then go in just watch the second.
Yeah, how are we going to do the ninth? This is going to be interesting. I am going to brave a movie theater. I think this is the movie that will bring me back
into
movie theater.
This is the movie where I'll go. I'll do it. Yeah, and even if it means, you know, I have to buy the whole buy out the whole theater or whatever.
I'll be fully inoculated by then.
Oh yeah, I mean,
I say inoculated like as if I am like completely. Hey guys, just because you get the COVID shot does not mean that you can't get COVID.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. Like I've been inoculated, but I'm still not like, oh, I'm gonna just go do whatever. Like it's still, I'm still gun shy about it.
Yeah, basically when that what's his face movie came out, the Nobody movie, you're like, nah, I'm still not gonna see that in the theater, even though that's kind of my thing.
That movie, I mean, I'm excited to see that, but that looked like a direct to VOD movie.
Yeah, anyway, well, first it was theaters only, kind of like, fuck you.
You gotta go. You want to see Bob Odenkirk punch? You gotta go to the theater.
And I'm like, nah, that's not the one yet. We're not there yet. But this one is bonkers. I have had it on the background this whole time. It's long. It's 3 minutes and 25 seconds.
Well, here's the thing. There's an alternate cut, which I didn't discover until now, is that it says, came out on April 14th. They both came out on the same day. There's one that is 4 minutes, 23 seconds.
That's a whole minute longer.
Yeah, and I think the first trailer was over 4 minutes as well. So these are like short films. I think they should submit them to the Academy Awards for best short film.
I mean, it's going to get an Academy Award anyway, just for acting and best supporting actor.
Car in space.
Let's get your
Elon Musk.
Yeah,
best car in space goes to F9.
Let's take that for you. Who do you think is going to be the best supporting actor in this movie? There's always a standout in every movie. You're always like, you know what? They were actually really good. Like in the movie we're in currently, it's our hacker. She's really good in the movie.
Yeah, sure.
Like she's a good actor. Everybody else is kind of like, they're there. I guess Roman's pretty
funny.
Well,
she's the new character. I mean, yeah. I don't know if I'm always a big Michelle fan. Michelle Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. I think she's kind of a cut above in a lot of ways, but she's been in almost all of them. So she's kind of like, you know what to expect.
Mm-hmm. Although this one, there's going to be a lot more lady fights, it looks like.
Yeah, Jordana's back, and it looks like Letty has a lot to do in this. She's in a lot of the trailer. Yeah. I don't know. I'm looking at Lucas Black here. I think he could have a big comeback, man.
Oh God, he's not going to. He looks like a freaking monster. He's in that shot at the beginning, and he taps his Corona with all the other guys, and he looks freaking awful.
He looks old. He looks really old.
They all are looking old. Roman looks old.
He looks like he's been doing like construction work for 15 years and just been out in the sun. It's like compared to the smoothness of Vin Diesel's 55-year-old face. Who else is in this? We got Bow Wow back too.
Bow Wow's back.
And Earl and Han. Han is always great as well. I think he, you know, I always love Han, and I'm really excited to see him come back. I think he's a great actor.
Will they know each other? Will they know each other as those characters?
Wait, are you saying this still takes place before Tokyo Drift then?
No, will Han know, what's his head? Earl. Will he know Earl?
Does he know? Was Earl in Tokyo Drift? Was he like a high school kid that was hanging out with Sean Boswell?
I remember him. He might have been there. I'm sure he was, because this was his first movie.
Because in this trailer, obviously, like it looks like they're like playing like him and Bow Wow and Sean are all friends, mm-hmm. and then Han is kind of a separate thing in the trailer, at least. So I don't quite remember what Earl's role was. He was kind of I think he was hanging out with Han.
I feel like they're showing it us the end first. I don't think this is the beginning of the movie. I don't think they're going to the house.
They can't start with the cookout. The cookout always has to be the epilogue. And that's how I want it. That's what I expect. That's how I want it. I just did remember Earl in Tokyo Drift. They were at the soccer stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And Han was there, and he had a British accent for some reason. I wonder if he'll still have a British accent in this.
I wonder if Scuzz will come over and be like, "Hey, man, I remember you were going to kill the guy who killed Han, but I guess Han's alive. Oh, wait, he's one of our friends now? Okay, cool."
What if Scuzz comes up and he's like, "How do you do? I'm Sean Boswell."
Scuzz doesn't have another accent. Sean Boswell doesn't. He doesn't. No, we can't. Name a movie where Sean Boswell doesn't sound like that.
I don't think I've seen him in anything else. Was he in like Jarhead or something?
He's the same person. You can't get rid of that.
That's his calling card.
That's like Matthew McConaughey. You're like, no, Matthew McConaughey did an accent and he doesn't sound like Matthew McConaughey. And you're like, what? What movie was that in? He always, doesn't matter if he's in Wolf of Wall Street, I talk like this. If I'm in Austin, Texas, I talk like this.
Yeah. You know, it's like if he played Robin Hood, it would be like, Kevin Costner playing Robin Hood. It's like, it's just Kevin Costner.
So, yeah, I'm looking at everybody's faces as they all show up. We get a little Jeep promo. It looks like we're going to get some promos for the cars. Got the new Jeep.
I think this is where in this one where you get the Roman, you're going over like, we've been through some crazy shit, man. And and he says, we did planes, trains, and he doesn't follow with automobiles.
No.
My ear wants it to resolve as planes, trains, and automobiles. That made me think, has anyone ever said the word automobile in these movies?
The word automobile, the way it's, you're saying it sounds like, unfortunately, like Long Duck Dong from 16 Canada's when he's like, automobile!
Automobile!
So hopefully they're not saying it that way in this
movie. I didn't intend that.
I know you didn't mean it, but no one's ever said the word automobile except maybe James Remar. As the cop said, automobile. Like, you're taking these automobiles.
The main cast, definitely not. But if you think about the side characters, maybe some, maybe what's his name? The FBI guy that Brian hangs out with and punches.
Oh, what's his face? Shane.
Shane, what's his name? Yeah.
Yeah.
He might have said automobile or someone like that.
Chief Wiggum.
Chief Wiggum, yeah, sure. He's basically Chief Wiggum.
Shay Wiggum, I believe is his name.
That is his name, isn't it? Oh my God, I forgot.
Yeah. Let's go over this. Let's break down this trailer. It starts with the family. A quick shot of Brian from the last movie, so that's lame.
It starts with the Skyline driving up too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So it's like, who's driving that?
Don't know.
Are we gonna get CGI Brian again?
Probably like, all right, I've got to go.
Maybe for like a brief cameo, we get Cody Walker as Brian
from really far away. Hey guys, I got to go on a trip. I'll see you later. Okay, Brian, bye. And then he leaves on the trip and that's how the movie starts.
Yeah. Is it going to be Jordana Brewster's driving the car up and she's like, I got some bad news. Finally,
they're not going to kill him. They're not going to kill him.
They can't do it. You can't do it. Can they? After the end of Seven, he lives. He's going to live forever.
Dom, I hate to tell you this, but Brian fell off a ladder and died at our house.
They are like, Vin Diesel is watching a video of Brian on a tablet though, which makes it's kind of like there's this melancholy feel to it. I don't know.
I think he misses him.
He cannot visit. Yeah, he can't visit him. He can't go and see his friend.
Nope.
Can only watch videos.
Yep. And so they show that. And then we see Roman explain, we've done some crazy stuff. And then we see our first big, looks like our big set piece, which is they're driving these cars off cliffs a lot in the first trailer. In this one, we only get the one shot of the plane with the magnets. This is our first magnet shot of the trailer. How they work. Well, in this one, they can lift a car.
They can do whatever you need them to do.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a lot of scene in, I'm going with a silo, a missile silo.
Grain
that's
silo?
I don't feel like you put grain in that big of a metal silo. It's like got rivets and stuff in it. We get a little Vin Diesel being fighting like 55 people. And then he falls in some water.
Are you doing the first trailer?
No, I'm doing this. What do you mean the first? Okay. I'm doing the trailer that I have that's 3 minutes and 25 seconds.
All right. You're just skipping over a lot of stuff. You skipped the introduction of Jacob. Before we see the silo.
To be fair, we've met Jacob before.
Oh, yeah, but we haven't talked about it.
Okay.
I mean, sure, we have talked about it, I guess. We've talked about. So, do you have a secret brother?
No,
no, I don't think I do, but I guess it wouldn't be a secret if I did.
Of all the of this, almost it's almost has gone too far. I mean, I say that as like we're jumping the shark like five movies ago. It's almost gone too far that Captain Family has literally not talked about his younger brother.
His actual literal family.
Yeah, I'm like, that's rough.
To Vin Diesel, family is fluid. It's like family is whatever you want it to be. It's not. It has nothing to do with blood. It's only who you choose.
I mean, he's got enough power. He might actually digitally have ADR added into the older movies. Like, I lost my father and my brother left. Like, just yeah, add little, like little breadcrumbs.
George Lucas recutting the original movies to include things to make the prequels make sense.
Well, we know there may be a flashback. So I'm wondering if a flashback is going to be of his father's death where he's screaming and next to him is his brother.
It'll see the flashback of his father burning to death in that car crash, and then his brother is just like off to the side crying.
Maybe
I am seeing in this freeze frame, they're pointing guns at each other, and this very classic, like, you know, the camera's spinning around, and they're
Jacob had loads of guns with him because
he has a bunch
Vin
of
Diesel
guns.
Takes his gun from him, and then he just pulls another one on him.
And they're definitely they always have another gun. Always a bigger gun.
Two there are. Never more, no less.
Okay, we both made separate Star Wars references. Jacob is very much like an opposite kind of thing. He has hair, whereas Dom is bald. Bomb is dulled. He has kind of like a nice blue suit, mm-hmm. and a very buttoned up. But he does wear a cross necklace. So
I noticed that. It looks like he's from. It looks like he's from that. That John Favreau movie where they go to Vegas, him and
Swingers.
Yeah, it looks like he's got a very Swingers vibe. It's shirts, no button. It's buttoned up,
but no tie. Instead of a tie, he has the gold cross necklace.
Yeah,
or is it just a black? Does he have a tie?
I hope it's a gold cross where Dom wears the platinum. Like they don't wear the same metals.
We disagree on the metal. We disagree about the metal. But
I'd love it if they both had, if you put their crosses together, it somehow makes an even bigger cross. If it, when they were children, their father gave them, we don't know. You know what? Think
they
about
put their
this.
Crosses together and it becomes a whole.
Think about this. Dom's cross is made up of little pieces. So
they put their crosses together like end to end and then it becomes a car axle.
What if that, I never thought about this until just now, and they could easily have put this in the movie. What if Dom's cross is made of parts of his father's wrecked car? And that's why it's like those, it's actually five little pieces all, you know, and like the four ends of it are loose, like very loose. What if
very loose.
What if they're not platinum? What if they're chrome? What if he's been wearing a chrome?
That would make a lot of sense.
A chrome cross this whole time. And Jacob also has a cross made out of like his dad's teeth. And femur, he has bones left over.
Yeah, Jacob is the dark brother, so he has a much more grisly way of making the cross.
Yes. All right. Jacob shows up, and then we unfortunately see Cypher for the first time with her simple, what's it? Simple Jim,
Simple Jack haircut.
Simple Jack haircut. This is going to be talked about a lot. That haircut is
Charlize Theron has never had this issue before, but in both Fast and Furious appearances, the haircut is just a lot. I have to say, I like this one a lot more than the last one.
Her dreads, her predator.
I prefer it to the dreads.
Okay,
but yeah, it is a quite, it's a distinct look.
It is. What are they doing?
I wonder if she just wants to separate her like separate her image from this character as much as possible.
Maybe she can't remember because she does a ton of movies, what movie she's on. So she gives herself such distinct haircut. So she remembers exactly. She's like, that was the Fast Saga, Fast 9: the Fast Saga.
Yeah. At the end of filming, she takes, that's like a wig. She takes it off and puts it down. There's a label that says F9.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That way she knows. She's like, the cornrows were F8. This is F9. When I did Old Guard, that was a different wig. I'm always wearing a different wig. So yeah, she's back. Is this our first, other than Shaw coming back, but not as a bad guy? Is this our first two movie bad guy?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we were. I think I'm sure I made a joke about how, like, oh, she'll just be family next time, but it looks like she's still not family.
Mm-mm.
She's still an antagonist, and she's kind of like she's going to be kind of pulling the strings behind Jacob. It's probably going to be like, I mean, I don't want to predict too much, but it's going to be kind of a she's the bad guy, and she's pushing Jacob into fighting Dom, but Jacob in his heart wants to be family.
Oh, you've already inferred that he's going
I
to
mean, he's
flip.
literally is part of Dom's family. So,
But
like,
it says
how hard is
he
it going to
says
be?
he goes, I've lived my whole life in your shadow, which is weird in that we've never heard of you. So how did you
Maybe
live in
Dom
his
literally forgot. Maybe he just forgot he had a brother because he was so in his shadow.
he goes, I want you to live the rest of your life in mine. It's like, okay, I think because we in the first, I went back and watched when I was watching the first clip, the first trailer. Basically, Jacob is an all around. He's the Rock. He's
Yeah,
a
the
black
Rock's not in this
ops,
anymore, so he needed another big muscly guy
black
who
ops wet works.
has all the training that
Yeah,
you could ever he knows kung fu.
but
He
it's
just got the Matrix.
evil.
Like,
But it's
he is evil.
evil.
He's Dark Dom. He's Jacob with a K.
Dark Dom. Ooh, I like that.
Long Dark Dom.
Long Dark Dom automobile. All the shots of there are a couple of shots of the barn. So I don't know if they're hiding out at the beginning of the movie, and what we're seeing at the beginning of this trailer is the end of the movie. So I feel like they've lived on this farm away with the son of his son for a while.
Yeah.
How many years do you think? Do you think it's the normal amount of time? The kid's pretty young. We talked about this before. Do
Yeah,
we?
I still don't have all this straight. It's been a while since I've seen Fast 8 or Fate. Fnate. So I don't remember all the kid stuff as so is this Mrs. Thor's kid
Yes.
with Dom?
Yes.
And Letty is just agreeing to be his mom because did Mrs. Thor died in F8, right?
Yes. We will get to that. Yes. Yes. What's his face? From Game of Thrones shoots her.
Oh yeah, the redhead guy from Game of
Red
Thrones
beard.
killed her.
Yeah.
I'm excited to get to that movie because that's the one that I have not rewatched.
Well, there's no way for us to do that right now because, as you know, we never record a weekly show. So, there's just no way for us to get to the
We just
next
gotta,
movie.
we gotta do seven first. We'll get to it.
We'll get to it. All right. Let's see. Shaw's mom's back because they're like, I don't know. Let's just have her. Let's just have Dame. What's her face back?
Dame Helen Mirren.
Yeah. And he has he's riding with her in the car, which is kind of going to be a fun scene. I think they're going
Yeah,
to
it
do
looks
some
fun.
drifting. They look like they're.
I was disappointed that Helen Mirren wasn't a racer in F8. She just kind of had a scene where she was sitting at a table, and that was it. And it looks like this she's getting in the action. I'm really excited for that.
I can't tell if Dom's brother has been off on his own doing his own thing. It seems like almost like she brings in Dom's brother from this trailer alone. It's like, can you take him out? Like, can you take out your brother? Almost like she's never crossed paths with him and she knew he existed, and now they're gonna fight together.
Yeah,
I'm interested to see where
she's
they
like, I tried to take him out by kidnapping his wife and kid in my hacker plane, but
Have I told you about my
then
hacker
the
plane?
Shaw brothers mess that up for me,
Yeah.
so
We get our scene of Ramsey cannot drive, so we get some hilarity
yeah,
of.
she's kind of doing a comic relief thing in this.
Yeah, she's pulling the
She also has a
Roman.
different look too.
Yes, she does.
She has braids.
Everybody's doing a different look except Dom, who's always in a white shirt of some
Dom is
sort.
like he's like a black hole. He never changes. Time doesn't affect him.
Nope.
He's just a constant.
The cars look insanely cool in this movie, and I can't tell you what any of them are yet. We'll have to get to that. Maybe Jeff, listener Jeff, can do a breakdown of this
Yeah,
trailer.
cars in the trailer.
It's insane. There's charged trucks. There's a bunch of tricked out stuff. All right, let's talk about what I came here to talk about. The big dial for the magnets. Because
Okay.
everything else that I'm looking at, I've seen in the other trailer. Like we know
Yeah,
Han
there's some
shows up.
there's some other stuff. Yeah, and yeah, we got Han introduced, and then we get yeah, Michelle Rodriguez on a motorcycle. There's a character with a katana who I don't know who that is.
Nope. She's gonna be our girl
presumably
fighter.
that's Katana from Suicide Squad.
Of course, you know, her sword will captures the souls of the people.
I wouldn't get on her bad side.
So we got a couple of new characters. We've got Katana. We've got what I'm going to call Caterpillar Truck, who I've seen in all the trailers, and I don't know what Caterpillar Truck's job is.
That's a character, you're saying?
It is, because they've shown it a lot. They've shown it as much as Jordana Brewster.
Yeah, it's true.
So actually, and that's what I think. I don't know if Katana is put in this movie, because it seems like Letty is here to fight men. And Jordana is here to fight the women. It's like a stupid thing they're doing, kind of like Jordana Brewster has no training. I'm like, well, Letty really has no training either. We've never formally seen her have training.
But you've seen Michelle Rodriguez do that in other movies. Right. So it's just kind of like, well, she's Michelle Rodriguez, so you know she can fight.
Right, yeah. And she got the fight in the movie we're in. She will get to fight here in our next chunk. And it's a badass fight. So they're like, all right, just give her good fights from now on. Doesn't have to be woman-to-woman fights, which is stupid. Just have her fight whoever. I don't care.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm seeing there's a couple dial shots, and it looks like the dial can suck and push.
suck and blow,
which is pretty cool.
That's how magnets work.
You just change the polarity or whatever.
They're definitely reversing polarity in this, because the two things in the car, it looks like, are like these like flux capacitor style like engines in the back, and they do seem to be able to pull. Now, and here's what doesn't make any sense in the not only does it sometimes pull toward you, but you can also pull yourself toward something else? Question mark? Because in one scene, a car
need to
goes
have
through
an anchor. This car pulls like two huge trucks to it. Although I suppppose like it has one truck on either side, mm-hmm. so that balances it out.
Right. But so and they're close. An anchor. Whereas the other one, there's another shot where a car goes sideways through a building and is sucked like to another car. And I assume that that was a big
truck though, pulling that, right?
Let's see. So you think the mass of the truck?
The truck pulls the car. So they thought of this. They did this right.
I can't wait. I don't know where they are. I can't wait for whatever this scene is, whatever they're trying to do. Because
the magnets look so cool.
I can't tell if the magnets are in the same scene. I think they are. It's the same scene as the Caterpillar truck, because the Caterpillar truck, there's a scene where Dom and his brother are kind of pinching the front of the truck, and the truck kind of goes upends itself.
Yeah, that looks like it's going to be one thing. And like doing the magnet stuff, it's probably going to be one set piece where they do all the magnet stuff. And then
there's
like,
the truck that Han was in. That truck behind them in the shot that I'm looking at is the truck that Han puts the magnet on the guy with the parachute.
Yeah, it's a magnet mine or whatever that he puts on.
So everything's magnetized.
It's very Halo.
Everything in this movie is going to have magnets. I'm super excited for it. Can't
wait. They just discovered magnets in this mm-hmm. universe. It's like they didn't have them before. We discovered this new thing called magnets. You can do so much with them. I just keep looking at this shot where they turn on the magnets, and then like a bunch of washing machines get sucked out of a dry cleaner, a laundromat or whatever. And there's like three people who are right next to it and just kind of look at it like,
that's weird.
As if like as if like a celebrity walked by the window or something like that. That's kind of the amount of reaction.
Yeah, that's peculiar.
I wonder if someone's going to get their pacemaker sucked out like an ER. It's such a nightmare.
And what happens, from what I can tell, is the Caterpillar truck goes all the way from whatever city they were in and makes it to basically a deserted desert basin in some fashion. It's in the city.
I think they drive there.
Okay, sure. But the way they drive there doesn't quite make sense, because Vin Diesel is on the Caterpillar truck at some point, and then he's in it, and then it's spinning, and then he gets to the front seat, and then he drives it. So it's
you can only guess how that happens.
It's made it out of town. I can't wait for whatever this scene is. It's made it out of town. It looks like Cypher is attacking him with a plane, and then he drives it, and then kind of he corrects it in a way to hit the plane with the Caterpillar truck.
Yeah. It's this Caterpillar truck. Man, it is a whole. It's a character.
This better be a 15 to 20 minute scene.
How like New York is a character in like a Taxi Driver.
Sure. If this had better be the big 15 minute scene at the end, or I don't even know if it's the end. I mean, it could be the beginning of the movie for all I know.
Well, yeah, I mean that could yeah, it could be like the opening big punch to get us going. Although, I mean, I think that they got to start with the farm.
I assume so, yeah.
But then maybe this is right after the farm. Yeah, but then of course, yeah, we get the title drop. No, first he has the truck, and then there's Magnet Plane, which that Cypher is flying.
And then after the title drop is possibly the greatest thing.
Yeah, so this is the biggest
Yeah.
new thing we get. So yeah, the title drop after the Magnet Plane collides or something happens with the Caterpillar truck, we get Tyrese and Ludacris, Tej and Roman in a space car. There's a big tank of Nos, because of course it's Nos. Nos can take you to space.
And they've got two what looks like booster rockets from a shuttle on the side,
on the side of a car.
and he's like duct taping up, he's duct taping up, they're duct taping up their suits, and they put on
Yes.
like, they're not space suits, those are spelunky, like those are like water aqua
Yeah,
suits.
they're very yeah, makeshift. I think we saw a little bit of the rocket car in the first trailer, but it was just rocket car on land. I think Earl is behind this. I think that's
Oh,
what's going on.
yeah, I think that you're right. This is what, because the top part looks like what Earl was working on.
Yeah,
That
so I think Earl is gonna be he's gonna be the guy who's like, okay, Tej, you're pretty good with machines, but I know how to make rockets. That's what I've been doing since Tokyo Drift.
What do you think the, okay, do we think they're going to space? I think they're going to high Earth orbit.
Yeah, probably. I mean, if they go to space, like
They're not
what
going to go to
then?
space. They will die.
Well, even if they didn't, like what would you do then? Like that would just start be the beginning of a whole new movie. Like, are
Yeah.
they going to the moon?
Yeah.
Are they gonna have a moon race? Like that, you can't do that in this movie. This is
No.
the maybe the next movie. Maybe the next movie they can go to the moon. But in this movie, I think they're going, yeah, to high Earth orbit to do some shenanigands and with
Or maybe maybe my
satellite.
word, I might have
Maybe
misspoken.
they need to
Low
like
Earth
knock
orbit.
out, maybe they need to, yeah, low Earth, whatever. Maybe they need to like knock out a satellite or something. That'd be
Okay.
my guess.
Oh,
Because
like a
like
Cypher
maybe
satellite?
Cypher has a Cypher satellite that she's using
Mm.
to hack the world.
Maybe she's someone still using freaking God's Eye, and they finally are just going to destroy it for finals, like, because they've never
They
destroyed
need to
God's
just,
Eye.
is God's Eye still around, still being used by whoever, Mr. Nobody probably.
We still haven't seen Mr.
Is Mr.
Nobody.
Nobody? That's okay. The Bob Odenkirk movie is just called Nobody, because
Right,
if they called it Mr. Nobody, then you'd be like, "Where's Kurt Russell?"
There's no,
Obviously.
it's not, that's not a spin-off of this. That's
Maybe
not a
it's.
Fast and Furious
Although,
presents Mr.
I have to
Nobody.
say, like, if you're casting like a young Kurt Russell as Mr. Nobody, I could buy Bob Odenkirk.
I don't know. People aren't really happy with seeing any Kurt Russell's children
Oh
in
yeah.
things right now. Hey, can everyone stop sending him hate mail? He's just an actor playing a part. Just because you don't
He
like his Captain
he's
America, it's okay.
he's been really good in other things.
Yeah, actually,
I haven't seen the show.
I wish he was in this. As remember when Mr. Nobody had Clint Eastwood's son.
Oh yeah, if you swap out Clint Eastwood Jr. for Kurt Russell Jr., I'm 100% on. He's definitely a huge step up from Clint Eastwood Jr.
He's at least charming and has some sort of something going on. Like Clint Eastwood Jr. is nothing to me except a chair. We'll talk about him.
We'll get to that.
Chair Eastwood in the next movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I've talked about what I want to talk about. My point was that this kind of created a little bit more of a buzz than I had. I've just looked and there's only 16 million people saw the first trailer, and only 1.3 million have seen the second trailer, which means people are still like, I don't know if I'm going to this yet.
Yeah, I don't
I
know.
think the momentum is going to be interesting. This will be, I mean, this movie kind of bookends the COVID. When we were first watching the first stuff, we were
Yeah.
amped up and ready to go, and this
Yeah, it was
was,
like just before it hit.
yep. And then it, remember that in Miami, we're all like, should we be having this many people in Miami? But it wasn't like a big thing yet because we hadn't gone into lockdown, so everybody's just
Yeah.
like, who cares? So yeah, this movie is kind of has at least stuck to its guns on that it's not going to come out until it's.
July 8th, I think.
Yeah, and I think this will be the last time it changes. I mean, I hope.
I mean, there are like, Tenet came out in theaters. There have been movies in theaters.
Well, Tenet was gonna save movie theaters. So
Well, they're
by the way,
still around. I don't know. I mean,
By the way, I still haven't watched that movie.
Still here.
I'm waiting to get it for free, the way Tenet was meant to be seen, for free on
a phone,
like the way I watch Avatar, the extended edition. Yeah. And I go on planes.
Every time you watch Tenet on a phone, Christopher Nolan, I don't know, he feels like a single hair gets pulled out of his head.
Yeah.
Or something.
He feels the weight of my boot on his neck. He can just feel it. He just knows that I'm out there someday. But yeah, I just wanted to talk about that. I thought, hey, I'll call Murren and say, hey, you want to talk about this?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm excited. I think it looks really good. I'm the one thing I'm a little worried about John Cena. I don't know if he's gonna hold as a villain for me, but
because he's too likable.
Yeah, he's really charming. Like, I like him when he's funny, but as like a scary guy, I don't know.
Also, we'll can he act? We haven't seen, he hasn't come out in his Suicide Squad movie yet, where he's going to be like this anti-hero, but he's still like funny.
He's probably still going to be funny in that.
And I've seen him in comedy stuff, and he is funny, but he's not playing, he's not really doing heavy acting. This seems like
it's kind of just, yeah, like in Blockers, he's funny. He's really funny in Blockers,
but
it's kind of just him.
Yeah.
He's just like him making jokes and being a dad.
Well, this is his first. This is his chance. This is his Rock moment.
This is his big thing. Yeah, we'll see how he does. His face just kind of looks like a cartoon to me. I think that's part of it. I don't know.
Is it because he's pretty? But like
pretty? He has kind of a block face.
Yeah, but he's like
handsome.
If I was gonna draw like a default like big guy, he would be the face I would draw.
Yeah, he looks like. He looks like this, a superhero, you know, basically just like big, strong jaw, big body, classic white guy.
All right, let's give our reaction, our quick predictions. Do you think there will be a superhuman strength fight between him and his brother?
Absolutely. I mean, I mean, what are they going to throw at? What are they going to hit each other with and throw at each other?
Because Dom's going to be taken down by 50 guys in that silo. So it's going to take at least 6 to 8 guys to take.
Do you think there's going to be a moment where he's like a bunch of guys pile onto him and then he like throws them all off? Like,
God, I hope so. Like he shruffs them off. Yes. So because we know at this point, as of Fast 7, we're about to see it in the next chunk. He can lift a car.
He can lift a car.
Deadlift a car.
Like, we know he can the back end of a car, not the whole car, but
sure.
Yeah. But that was 2 movies ago now. And since then, we have had, in Hobbs and Shaw, we had a super soldier character with like, whatever cyber enhancements or whatever. So, that might still be a thing.
Yep, I agree. So what you're saying is we've got time because we're going to finish 7. We're going to do 8. Then we're going to do Hobbs and Shaw. And then maybe it'll be on. Because that'll be maybe we can string this out all the way till Christmas, and because you know that it'll be on digital media by Christmas. You know that if they put it out in July, it'll be out by Thanksgiving probably.
Yeah, probably around then.
I don't think we can. I don't think we can stretch it.
I don't think we'll be quite done with all those movies by then.
You really don't think so?
I don't know. How long has it taken us? I haven't kept track. I don't know what.
It's been over a year and a half. We've been doing this.
over a year and a half.
Almost
we started 2 years. In 2019, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we've done 6.5 movies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, we have half a year. Yeah, we might be able to get through those movies by then. We'll see.
We'll see.
No promises.
Hey,
obviously.
We're not going to rush. We're not going to rush this process.
Hey, we take it easy, man. We're just casual about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was it. We've done it.
Yeah, we did the trailer. There's also apparently a 4.5-minute version, which you can watch as well.
Go watch that and tell us what we missed, because I know you guys like to say that. Tell us what you guys totally didn't talk about. All right.
You didn't talk about it. We tried. Do they like it when we talk about the cars?
They hate it when we talk about the cars.
They hate it when we talk about the cars.
Because we don't know anything about the cars.
We don't know.
So we're just, it's just like,
no, John, we're gearheads. We're gearheads. We're such gearheads.
Right. It's like us talking about medical stuff, medical advice. Although I did give medical advice earlier. I'm like, if you have gotten the COVID shot, you are not immune to COVID.
That's your advice for the day.
I am not a doctor.
I'm not either.
I'm not a mechanic.
I love are we gonna be, maybe I'll be a magnet head from now on though.
Oh, we're totally magnet heads from
I
now
want to
on.
start looking I want to start looking for examples of magnetism in the movies up until nine now. See
All
if there's
right.
any other examples of it.
The movie I always go back to, A-Team. They use a magnet to he clamps himself to the bottom of a truck from a manhole cover, and he's wearing rollerblades. He puts it up in the air, and it clanks up to the thing. It pulls him out of the manhole cover, and he's got little wheels on his back wheels. There's one.
Cool.
Ride or die, Murren. Well,
Ride or die.
I'll see you at the next episode.
See you in the next chunk.
See ya. Woo.